Have you ever been to Lvov?
No, and I want to. I've never had the opportunity, but I would love to go with my dance group as well, but even on my own. Have you?
No, unfortunately. Can you tell me a little bit about the festivals you went on with with Orlenta?
Okay, festivals. We perform lots of different places, small performances, big performances. But the first festival that we took Orlenta to was in 1980. I had seen this festival when I was doing my dance course in 73. That was the early days of the festival. And then it continued every 3 years. So then in 1980, it was due to happen. And I desperately wanted to take my young group to see what other people dance like, people who've been taught by Polish, the choreographers and the ethnographers, the people who'd done the research into the way Polish dancing should be, and how they dance, and also to get the feel of the love of Polish folklore from across the world. Unfortunately, I had a lot of problems because that was a period of time when Poland was under communist rule. And although there is no way I supported that particular government, because I was always a patriot. Sorry about that. I'll say that again, shall I? Can you hear that doorbell?
No, just wait.
That's finished. The sound is. We went to Poland, but with difficulty because there was a lot of opposition. People would call me a communist. And my father was in the army with General Anders. He'd been through Siberia. My father had the Virtuti Militari cross for bravery, and other crosses for bravery as well. So there was no way that applied to me, but we went, and my dance group was amazed at what they saw, amazed at the people they met, and how important Polish folklore is across the world. You can forget how to speak Polish, but you don't forget how to dance Polish. You don't forget how to do Wigilia or eat pierogi, and you don't forget how to do Polish, different types of Polish dancing. There were even non-Poles in there, or people with fifth generation from Brazil. So this was very inspirational for the group. We weren't able to go back until 99, when this was already after Solidarność and after the Berlin Wall. And then we went with four other dance groups. And since then, we've been going every 3 years. And Orlenta, each time they say to me, "We're going next time, aren't we?" And I say, "Well, I don't know. There's a lot of work for me. I can't be bothered." And each time they push me. And of course, I really want to go anyway because it's so important for them. They love it. Yeah.
You just mentioned that you went to Poland in the 80s with your group. Can you just tell me a little bit more about it? What was that like? What was the Poland like at that time? And you said they were really impressed by what was happening there. So just a little bit more. Maybe we can just explore a little bit more.
Well, we didn't really see very much of Poland because we were in a student campus for most of our, and then we were taken from place to place by buses, by coaches, and everything was very organized so that we didn't have much free time to go out and about. The younger ones did manage to go to the shop sometimes, I think, but generally speaking, it was we were isolated, I suppose, from the rest. But the people who were involved with us were the same people who had been teaching me in the 70s, in the early 70s, in 71, 72, 73, when I finished my course. And also, I then went back and did more courses, by the way, between 73, after I'd finished, and 1980. I went on courses, doskonalejące, in other words, improvement courses, in Lublin, they were. And so I can't really say very much about it, other than people were extremely hospitable. Some people then went, some people, some of our members after went off and visited their families, and their families were, as is traditional in Poland, open arms, put everything on the table, and they had a lovely time in Poland. I lived in Poland for a year in 73, I think, or 71, I think it was, or two, thereabouts. And, you know, I experienced the queues. Oh, of course, I remember in 1980, after the festival, my husband and I and our children were in a camper van, in a dormobile, which he had prepared. And we drove around Poland, and there were queues. And there were also, whenever we arrived somewhere to eat, it was often a non-meat day. So we wanted to have some food in a restaurant, no meat today. Okay, next village. Sorry, today is no meat. So every day in a different village was a no meat day. But that was okay. And interesting things like, you know, you'd go to a bread shop and you ended up by walking out with a piece of technology that my husband said, oh, I could use that for my lathe in my workshop. So it's amazing things that you would find, as you do now in Cuba, I understand. My daughter was recently in Cuba, and when she told us about the things that she saw there, it reminded us so much of Poland in the 1980s. Yeah.